morning. Today is Friday, October the 29th. Joining us is,
I feel better already. Did you do that for me? You're so sweet.
All right, we'll try it again. Good morning. Today is Friday, September the 29th. Joining us this morning, I don't know if he's from CR or not, Marty Quello. Are you here from CR?
Yes, I am. I'm actually today I'm representing the CR Foundation.
Oh,
One of my other assorted jobs at our institution.
And you brought along a buddy, too.
Yes, I did. Sarah Renner from St. Joseph Health System.
Ah, is this a the Renner family? This is a speaking role here, girl.
I will decline.
You'll decline that one. Okay. Grounds that might incriminate you. Okay, fine. Our quote this morning comes from Albert Einstein. When a man sits with a pretty girl for an hour, it seems like a minute. But let him sit on a hot stove for a minute, and it's longer than any hour. That's relativity.
Profound.
I know. It's a Friday. What the heck?
Right.
So, Marty, the Alzheimer's walk, what is this all about? We've been seeing signs around for the last few weeks or so. Is this that same event?
It sure is. So it's Humboldt County's Walk to End Alzheimer's. It's going to be October 14th. It's going to be held at Halverson Park. If you have not registered in advance, you can sign up at 8:30. Opening ceremonies are at 9:30. The event starts at 10, and then you have a choice of a one-mile course or a three-mile course. So essentially, you're taking 3 to 4 hours out of your morning. You can build a team that has all your friends, family, coworkers, children, and leashed pets, and come out and support what is probably one of the most troubling diseases that mankind is facing right now.
It's certainly more prevalent, or at least is more talked about.
I think
it's
probably
a combination of both.
I would say it's probably one of the least talked about when you consider the diseases that we're facing, and this being the sixth leading cause of death in the United States.
But Alzheimer's now it's being pronounced where before it wasn't. Dementia, I think, might have been the same thing, or was it on a spectrum of degrees? It's tough to kind of sense, but certainly I think most of us have had a family member
or two, or three, or four
who have had to deal with and suffer through
Alzheimer's. If you walk into a room and you ask folks, have you been touched by Alzheimer's, friend, family member, coworker, you're going to get about 85% of the hands going up. Having been a volunteer for the American Cancer Society for 20 plus years, we would ask that about cancer, and nearly everyone in the room would raise their hands. Alzheimer's is coming close now to what we are seeing with cancer. So you got 1,000 people a day are being diagnosed with the disease. It's almost one every 60 seconds.
Well, the other thing, and I suppose that it's on the awareness side of the spectrum, is that there are a number of books. I forget who the fellow was. I can see him. I've met him a couple of times. One of the CBS News guys. And his wife, he quit to be there for his wife as she was going through. And she was like a highly regarded, knowledgeable, I want to say university professor, but that might be a denigration of what she really was, international kind. And they documented her progression through and the frustrations that she had, knowing that she used to be able to figure and now can't, and the progression down that path wasn't something that they wanted to hide. It was share with people. So that's where I was kind of coming from. Seems to be more discussed, more out in the open for whatever reason.
I think there are stars that are stepping forward, like Glenn Campbell and the documentary he made with his family.
Yeah, certainly with most recent, probably.
Yeah, so I think that there are figureheads in the entertainment world, et cetera, that are coming forward that are trying to highlight the disease. I mean, Robin Williams died from a form of dementia, Alzheimer's. So it's I think at that level it's coming out. I don't think it's a part of everyday discussion with the average community member. So when we,
it's not a comfortable topic to just kind of kick around at the grocery stores. You're going up and down the aisles talking about mom, dad, grandma, grandpa.
Right.
Or yourself.
It's very similar to what cancer was like in the 50s. People wouldn't even say the C word because it scared people so much.
Well, that's what it was referred to as.
Right, exactly. And it we're at a point now where we have to get the disease talked about in order to really put the place of emphasis on it. You know, 10,000 people a day are turning 65, and that's going to happen for the next 20 years. So the aging of the population is happening extraordinarily fast, and the only precursor to getting Alzheimer's is getting old. So the number of folks that are going to end up with this disease is rapidly increasing, and we do not have the infrastructure in place to take care of an aging population, let alone a population with Alzheimer's.
Is the percentage growing? Of those I guess it would be an affliction, of those suffering from whatever the phrase is. Are there more folks that are?
Well, I think that you're going to see a population that, as it ages with the baby boomers, that you are going to see a higher percentage because those afflicted, as you say, are of the more seasoned demographic. So. By 2050, the statistic is that one in two people will have the disease. That means you either have it or
50%?
Or you're caring for somebody with it.
Oh, okay. It's in your life.
Sure.
Okay,
absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, if we can't handle what we can't handle now, it kind of seems like it's going to be more challenging down the road. Is the medical community more open about the discussion? Because as you're talking about older and folks that are knowledgeable, there's probably a lot of docs and nurses and support staff that are also suffering from directly or within their family. Are they part of the vocalization of this?
I would say definitely yes. That's the reason I'm here, is to kind of be a spearhead to let people know that our hospital in particular is trying to be on the cutting edge of making sure that people have the information, that they're aware that we are supporting in any way we can the community should they have questions, concerns, and definitely they're doing their research and trying to make people aware of what is coming.
Marty, you're more from I hate to whip this one on you, the bureaucratic side, the structural side of the community rather than the medical side. Growing realization of the challenges with this, or is it still something that people are choosing to ignore?
I think people are open to the conversation now, but in all the presentations I've done over the last few weeks, it's amazing to give the talk and see kind of the deer in headlights look from everyone when they start to hear the facts.
So it's not a head bob yet, but you're getting there.
I think also what you have to take into consideration is people are starting to realize this is not a normal part of aging. So, you know, they did. This seemed to be.
It's 8:19.
It's not the place they hope to be in spring training, but the San Francisco Giants have the rest of the summer to play, and they'll be bringing their exciting brand of ball to Kika, Thunder Country, 101.5 FM. They've got a lot of games left on the schedule against contending teams, and playing the role of spoiler is a definite possibility. Be tuned in for all the action, all season long. Brought to you on KINS, in part by Angelo's Pizza, Wyckoff's Plumbing, Electrical, and Hardware, and Living Styles Furniture.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time is 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Sarah Renner and Marty Quello. Alzheimer's isn't a third rail discussion point like it used to be. You know, alcoholism was, drug abuse was, I suppose sexual abuse still is to a certain extent in certain circles. Does the walk help to normalize the discussion? Because it is something that's being shared by so many in the community?
I think so. And, you know, when Relay for Life started from the American Cancer Society back in 1985, we were still at a point in the country where people were not talking about cancer. But by having that community event, it made it normal to talk about cancer, to say you had cancer. And I think the Walk to End Alzheimer's has the potential now, since it's in 600 communities plus, to start having that same kind of impact where people realize this is, it's okay to talk about, we need to talk about it.
And oh, by the way, this is not normal aging. Like people tend to think that, well, you know, this comes with getting old, but it doesn't have to.
Memory loss, okay, maybe in degrees, but.
Right.
Certainly.
I wouldn't think it's genetic because then it would have been around a lot more prevalently.
It's about a 5% genetic link. So what's interesting is sometimes you could see your father get it, your grandfather has gotten it, you're thinking, oh, I'm going to get it next. But actually, it's only a 5% genetic link.
Is it environmental caused?
The only things that they've been able to say is pretty much what impacts any disease, which is your diet and your exercise can have an impact on the disease.
Oh, not again.
Exactly. So really, the only precursor is getting old. As you age, your odds are going to increase of getting this disease.
Life brings on the higher likelihood that you're going to have, yeah, okay. Kind of basic stuff.
I mean, the disease was identified 140 years ago. 140 years. In that time, we now understand the disease, can identify the disease, but we do not have any treatments, no treatments, and no cures. It's the only disease of the top 10 that is in that category. Here we have a baby boomer generation that is retiring over the next 20 years, and we're not talking about this. And it's a little unnerving. So that's why I said, when we go out and talk about this, Sarah and I in the community, and you look at people's faces after we've talked for 5 or 10 minutes, there is a realization, wow, we are in trouble. Yeah, we have got to act.
And we're also not just talking about the research that's undone or, you know, the even slowing it down, but also how this is going to impact us fiscally.
Oh, sure. The cost of long-term care, is a significant impact. I mean, we had Grandpa's second wife, Ollie. I don't know. It was when I was going to school, too, but it was like 8 or 10 years. You know, and it's the emotional component of it as well. I mean, I think everybody's Absolutely. Pretty familiar with. Marty, you said it was identified 140 years ago.
That's when it was first identified, right?
I believe it's 114 years ago.
Oh, 114. Okay. Okay. Well, my bad.
Well, either way, it was before any of us were born.
A very long time ago.
Prior to that, did it exist and it wasn't identified? Or is this something that's another one of those symptoms of developed society?
I really can't speak to that. Not being clinical, and I haven't done the research that far back to know. What I do know is that 114 years ago, Alois Alzheimer was the doctor who discovered it in his patient, and it was only after her death that he was able to go back, look at her brain, and realize there were plaques and tangles in there that didn't exist in a normal brain. Now, after that time, of course, they thought, well, is this normal aging? But we now know that, in fact, that's not normal aging. There are some talks. Are you familiar with the TED Talks?
Almost dangerous. But yeah, I know it's out there. Yeah.
Well, I love
those. I prefer the Brian talks.
Well, there's a scientist who does research on the degenerative diseases, and his name is Samuel Cohen, and he speaks about Alzheimer's and the discovery of it. And I think that talk was probably what really impacted me and made me really want to get on board with this and get the information out. Because as you said, Marty, he talks to the fact that Dr. Alzheimer were alive today, he could not offer that patient any more assistance than he did 114 years ago.
Now, a lot of it is we've talked about it as on the patient side. What about on the family side? Are there support groups now that are popping up opportunities for folks to vent?
Well, you have the Senior Resource Center locally, which provides Alzheimer's daycare and support services, which I think is very important.
Because there's a lot of cancer-based support groups.
Right.
Whether it's, you know, informal at church or whether it's a formal something that's
There's all sorts of issues around caregivers. And this is what's really sad. Nearly a third of the caregivers that take care of Alzheimer's patients end up having declining health issues. It is so emotionally and physically stressful. And the problem is that there's not a lot of facilities. The facilities are usually very expensive. Sometimes you have to move people out of your area. And so people try to take care of their loved ones at home. And it is such a 24/7 in the strain of taking care of someone who is in the process of forgetting everything from tying their shoes to putting on their shirts to knowing who you are. And they may or may not get so disoriented that they get violent because they're scared. That it's not an easy disease to be a caregiver for, that's for sure.
In 2016, unpaid caregivers, mind you, actually put in 18.2 billion hours in care for people with Alzheimer's.
It's like spouses and kids and things like that.
That's correct.
Yeah, it's not a heavy, not an easy lift.
It's not.
Yeah. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:30. We will return.
Do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Marty Quello and with Sarah Renner, talking a little bit about the upcoming Alzheimer's Walk on the 14th of October. See, I can even read my notes this morning.
That's great.
You said it nice and slow, so I had a chance. Talk Shop's presented by CDH Painting and by Redec. The concept of support group and the knowledge and the information going in. I've got a buddy who's, I'll say, older than Sarah, but Marty, you and I are kind of in the ballpark. His wife, and he's in the medical, he's a medical professional. To see, I mean, he gets it, but just the fatigue that the family has got dealing with, and knowing that it's not a 6 month or it's not like a medical or, like, say, a cancer where you got 18 months and, okay, life expectancy of a certain people. You know, this is one of those open-ended jobs.
Right.
Are there going to be, do you guys sense that there's going to be more support groups, more of that kind of opportunity? I mean, the Senior Resource Center may be great, but if you're employed during the day, you're not going there. Or if you have a tough time getting around, times two, that's going to be tough. Are there some services that are available here in our area that folks may not be familiar with if they do have someone suffering from this disease?
That is a good question. I'm not knowledgeable of necessarily resources outside of the medical system and our care system and the Senior Resource Center. I know the Alzheimer's Association provides a man's call center, which most large nonprofits are moving away from very quickly because they can't afford it, and a website that's extremely helpful. I think, obviously, the support groups are going to have to grow and be in the communities. Doug, who's one of our committee members, his wife went through Alzheimer's, and he talks about the benefits of being able to talk to other people and get hints on how to manage their loved ones through the process, little tricks of the trade.
Experience-based, unfortunately.
Yes. You know, they would talk about things that they would do that would provide a level of comfort. I think you had told Kim some stories about people that the father, that the daughter would give him like papers to play with because he was in the office all the time.
Brian's favorite TED Talks. it was a young lady who's preparing to have Alzheimer's. She goes on to talk about her father having the disease, her grandmother, and so rather than try and escape the inevitable, she's trying to prepare for the worst. And I thought what was really telling about that was the fact that, as you said, you lose everything. You don't have the memories. You don't remember how to do the things that you once loved necessarily, or to identify the people in your life. But what she said is one thing you can do to prepare is give yourself some sort of skill or basic thing that you can do that's rote that you will remember.
Muscle memory.
In other words,
develop routines.
She's learning to knit because when everything else is robbed from her, her hands can still remember how to knit.
Yeah, the physicality part.
Her father, who spoke several languages and was a college professor and now is at the point where he remembers nothing, she puts in front of him forms for him to fill out. And he fills them out, and they're not going anywhere, and they don't make sense to anybody else, but it's what keeps him calm and comfortable when everything else is so scary.
Yeah, Glenn Campbell couldn't recognize his kids on stage anymore, couldn't always read the monitor and the words, but he never forgot how to play the guitar. So that muscle memory was retained, gave him a sense of comfort.
Humor is something that oftentimes helps to alleviate not pressure, challenges. He gives a little bit of a respite. Gallows humor. I mean, there's a lot of that, those kinds of references. I suppose that will be a sign that this is starting to mainstream and be normal, is if people can laugh about it.
I don't know if they're ever going to be able to laugh about it, Brian.
I
will say this, though. It's really interesting.
Nearly or sharing humor stories might be another.
That's true.
I mean, that's
yes.
In that genre.
I could see that relief, in terms of taking care of a loved one in a situation that they can now see in a different light. I will say it's really strange. Nearly every presentation I've given, someone has made a joke about Alzheimer's, usually something like, well, I forgot.
And the uncomfortable, dealing with the uncomfortable.
Yeah, and I think it's coming from that. And I would throw a rock at him, except I've said those things in the past, too. And it was really interesting. The more I thought about it, I have never heard a joke about cancer. I've never heard a joke about diabetes,
HIV.
Heart disease. Yeah, HIV. There's no jokes about that. But Alzheimer's, we joke about it. And I think the reason why is we're terrified by it. And the research that's come out lately says that. People are more scared of this disease than cancer.
I'm reading a series. I don't know if you guys like historical fiction or not, but Jack White wrote it. I'm rereading it. It's about a 4,000-page series about Camelot.
Yep.
Is it historical? The disease, the one that ostracized, the one you didn't talk about, leprosy. Hearing a lot of parallels.
Right. A disease that's so overwhelming that can't be treated is something we tend not to talk about when at the end of the day it's actually the first thing we should be talking about.
And something that you have done to yourself. It's God's wrath, so to speak. A little bit different scenario on this one, but it still seems to be kind of on the outside looking in.
Right.
For a lot of stuff. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:43. We will be back.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back to Talk Shop, final segment of this morning, of the week, with Marty Quello and Sarah Renner. Guys, again, for the Alzheimer's Walk that's coming up, this is a Humboldt County specific, or is this a national that's all being held on the 14th of October and trying to connect nationally a lot of this emphasis and effort?
The event belongs to the Alzheimer's Association, so there are over 600 across the United States, and this is our second year for the Humboldt County Walk. Our walk last year was one of the most successful first-year events in the state of California. Humboldt County has a tradition of supporting nonprofit events, and we saw that same support. But we encourage everyone to come out and make a donation and sign up a team and bring as many people as you possibly can and enjoy that morning walk at the park.
You just is there going to be food there? There you just kind of hang out and be part of it and the support, throw a couple bucks in the bucket, whoever's bucket.
Exactly. There will be coffee and some light refreshments, et cetera, but the event doesn't last long enough to the point of where we would have to need to feed people.
No. Money-raising opportunity here, man.
Oh,
you know what? You're not having to feed anybody.
Down the road, I expect that to be layered in. It's one of those things that as we grow the event from year to year, it's going to get bigger and better, very similar to how other nonprofit events have grown in the area.
Where do the monies go?
Primarily to funding research. And I think that's what's interesting about the Alzheimer's Association. They fund international research because at the end of the day, you don't care if the cure is coming from Greenland. And so basically, the Alzheimer's Association is spending just under what the United States and the Chinese government spend on fighting the disease in terms of funding research.
And it's being done outside so that perhaps the dollar goes a little bit further?
Well, it's being done globally based on where they can find the best researchers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the work, and that's really what has happened with cancer research and any of the other major diseases, is those researchers are working off each other around the globe. And it really is a global effort to tackle any of those major diseases. So
does the Reagan Foundation, I know Nancy was very involved with Alzheimer's, you know, because of her husband's condition. Was there any legacy from that? Is there any opportunities through that arena also?
Yeah, that's interesting you bring that up to the fact that we've had so many famous people like that fight the disease and still the disease didn't get any leverage in community
too.
Discussion. Yeah. I bet they have done things and had efforts, but off the top of my mind, I can't remember ever hearing about it, which doesn't say anything in itself.
Well, maybe it's right up there with that humor that you'll have to do a little research on to see if it exists.
Right, exactly.
14th? And what time does it start?
Registration, if you haven't registered online, is 8:30. Opening ceremony is at 9:30. The event starts at 10. I mean, basically, the easiest way to get registered for this event is just Google Humboldt County Walk to End Alzheimer's. The site pops up right away. Registration is incredibly simple. And just put your team together.
I would imagine simple is good.
Yes. In today's day and age, with everything we face, you need simple.
Yeah. Sarah, is the hospital doing anything?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. We have helped to sponsor the event because we see the importance of supporting this effort. We have a team. Right now, we currently have about 30 people on our team walking, but I know that we're going to be adding many more before the date of the walk. So, absolutely.
We have a lot of local sponsors from Edward Jones to Visiting Angels to Piercing Building Center to Timber Ridge Assisted Living to Alder Bay, Lima's Professional Pharmacy, REMAX, Redwood Capital Bank, North Bay Rotaract, the Mafia Family Fund, the CR Foundation. There's been a lot of community support from local businesses and organizations.
That's cool as well. Well, you got 2 weeks, if I can count right. Yeah, 2 weeks. Go knock them dead, guys. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See everybody on Monday.